serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hundreds of recently hired employees at the FAA have now been fired. Sources at the IRS say 15,000 workers there have been identified for possible termination as well. All of it at the direction of Elon Musk's newly created Department of Government Efficiency. And now,
questions are swirling over who actually runs DOGE. In a new court filing, the White House clarifies that Elon Musk is not the administrator, but did not say who is. A judge is considering whether to block DOGE from firing government employees and accessing data from certain departments. A ruling is expected as soon as today.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio in Washington. In Toronto, 18 people are still hospitalized after a regional jet crash landed at Pearson International Airport on Monday, flipping over. Most passengers strapped into their seats made it out safely. High-level delegations from the U.S. and Russia talking in Saudi Arabia on ending the war in Ukraine without Ukraine taking part in negotiations. This is ABC News. At a vigil in upstate New York.
He was a good soul. His whole family is. He didn't deserve this.
Lisa Leonard remembering Sam Nordquist, a transgender man from Minnesota, who police say was tortured for weeks and then killed. Five people have now been arrested. Police call the attack, quote, beyond depraved, but now say it does not appear to be a hate crime. New York's governor convening a meeting of New York City leaders today to talk about what she calls a path forward. New York Mayor Eric Adams facing pressure over allegations his federal corruption charges are being dismissed in exchange for help with the Trump administration's efforts to deport undocumented immigrants. Something odd spotted in the middle of a street in New Haven, Connecticut. A baby seal all on its own.
I'm sure they thought it was a joke, but it was not. It was a seal in the street.
Police officer Christian Burkhart, the gray seal, picked up workers by the DEP in the Mystic Aquarium. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Extreme wind chills are expected to continue through Wednesday, with frostbite possible in as little as 10 minutes. What frostbite is your skin cells literally freezing and dying. Signs include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It can lead to permanent irreversible damage, so limit your time outdoors. Wear a face mask, scarf, gloves, and hat. If you believe that you do have frostbite, it is important to get inside quickly and warm up slowly. Do not rub the area, as that can damage the tissue even further. And remember, don't leave your pets outside for extended periods of time, and check on your neighbors. The Catawba Harmony Fire Department and the Kenan Georgetown Fire Department are sponsoring the showing of a movie called The Best of Us. This movie is a documentary on the Cornell Fire Department located in Cornell, Wisconsin. This movie is a very good representation of volunteer firefighting and our rural communities. The movie will be showing February 21st through the 25th at Cinema North in Phillips, and showtimes will be 7 p.m. each night and a 2 p.m. matinee Saturday and Sunday. A portion of ticket sales and concessions will be donated to the fire departments of Price County. They ask that the public come out and see what their fire departments do. Snow and ice can turn sidewalks, driveways, and parking lots into hazardous zones. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on ways to stay safe when it's icy.
Slip and fall injuries are among the most common winter-related accidents, often leading to serious consequences like fractures, sprains, or head injuries.
So you want to make sure you've got some good quality footwear on or some good traction with your footwear, so that you make sure when you're making contact with the ground, starting from your feet down, you've got good tread, non-slip soles, something that's pretty stable and secure on your feet.
That's Caitlin Eichmann, a physical therapist at Aspyrus. She says the first line of defense is keeping pathways clear of snow and ice. Shovel walkways promptly. And for added safety, apply ice melting products like rock salt or sand to improve traction.
So we typically encourage patients to make your base of support a little wider. So think of your feet like penguin feet. You want to turn them outward a little bit and take short steps.
And slopes and stairs can be particularly dangerous for individuals with limited mobility.
So you want to make sure you move slowly, look where you're going, use a hand railing when you can or the railing on your car. You want to also try and keep your arms free. So don't try and get out of, you know, step onto a curb that's at an angle with your arms full of all your grocery bags.
And winter hazards don't stop at the doorstep. Melted snow and water trapped inside can create slippery floors. so be sure to put down absorbent mats at all entrances and use boot trays to catch excess water.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
7 o'clock tonight, the governor will be presenting his 2025 through 2027 executive budget, and there's plenty for Wisconsin farmers and agribusinesses to note. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. The governor earmarking somewhere in the neighborhood of $80 million investments for Wisconsin farmers as well as food processors, and also the environment. The governor says that he's proud of some of the conservation efforts that farmers have spearheaded, and he wants to make sure that that continues.
This plan also holds harmless, innocent landowners like farmers who unknowingly spread biosolids that contain PFAS on their land and invest $7 million to help clean up biosolids contamination. I'm also excited to be announcing another $1 million through our producer-led watershed protection grant program to 49 farmer-led groups and three new groups receiving awards in this round of funding. I've had the opportunity to visit many of them over the last 5 years, and I'm just amazed at the work that they're doing.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, among some of the other programs the governor intends to continue, includes more money for farmer mental health programs, as well as additional funding for the Something Special from Wisconsin program.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and STS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for Heads Up Seed Treatment.
Loss of appetite? Drop in milk production and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation.
And today, Wisconsinites will vote on a state superintendent of public instruction. Three names are on the ballot. Yesterday, despite the cold weather, more than 200 Wisconsin FFA members made the trek to the state capitol with the task of advocating for agriculture education, specifically $60 million in the state budget that helps to support career and technical education, or CTEs. Some of the agriculture educators that were at the state capitol said by receiving that funding, it would allow chapters to remove barriers to paying dues or attending class trips. Again, that state primary today. I'm Pam Yonke.
Badgers host Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, it's Wisconsin against Illinois tonight at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation after beating Purdue. Greg Gard says his team is better now at managing the shot clock.
That's important. I think it just shows the growth of this team. They couldn't make that play in October or November. They weren't accustomed, I think, to playing together as comfortable as they are right now.
We've learned that Marcus Sedbury is the new general manager of the Badgers football program. Sedbury has served as assistant athletic director at Wisconsin the past 3 years. He'll handle the players' and coaches' contracts. Baseball. Brewers left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortes is at spring training in Arizona, trying to learn everyone's name in the clubhouse after 5 years with the Yankees.
Yeah, the names is going to be tough. Obviously, being, you know, so many years in another organization, Gold Glove caliber defense, and as a pitcher, that's what you want, so I'm very excited for that.
That's Brewers pitcher Nestor Cortes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Bitterly cold once again today. Mostly sunny skies, a high near 8 above. Wind chill values, though, as cold as 35 below, especially in the morning. For tonight, dangerously cold again. Partly cloudy skies, a low near 22 below. Right now, 14 below. 98 Q Country.
Of my wildest dreams, sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all. In my prayer, until I saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally.
Show what you got and just Check it out.
At the bonfire. Bonfire. The parking lot. Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. Said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. Some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. Daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down. 'Cause you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. Take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. 5 years later, there's a plumber working on the water heater. Dogs barking, phones ringing, one kid's crying. Apologizing, he says, they don't bother me. I've got two babies of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times. Take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna miss this. Yeah, you're gonna miss this.
Thank you.
making it through. And every time I do, I find I wanna make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. Oh, I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I wanna do. It's making me lose my mind, girl. I thought about thinking it through. And every time I do, I find.
Station.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
Patty Loveless having a little focus problem there. And try to think about Elvis and 98Q. Tuesday, how you doing? Joel here. We're back to whatever normal is in life. We're back to that this morning. Yesterday was kind of a jambalaya of coverage. But we're here. We're at 16 below. And we've got all the area schools that have called things off today due to the severe cold and a little bit of a wind chill along with that. So from Mellon to Butternut to Mercer to Shawamigan to Phillips to Rib Lake to Prentice, and all most places in between. School has been postponed today. If you are uncertain about your school, it's probably a good idea to give them a little jingle if you haven't seen a notice or anything or heard anything to make sure. But again, we're at 16 below, and we're going to see things take a turn toward the warmer this weekend with temperatures reaching into the 30s and maybe even pushing 40 for later in the weekend. But today, we'll see 8 above as our high temp. That wind will be west to northwest, not a whole lot moving around, but it'll be 5 to maybe 15 at times today. We'll warm it up to 15 tomorrow. Going to be another cold night tonight with lows, you know, probably in that 10, 15 below range or so. By Thursday, 23. Same thing Friday, and then the weekend again, 30s. Looks to be a good week, good weekend, especially as we get later in the weekend to take advantage of those snowmobile trails. Did a little traveling over the weekend, a little traveling yesterday, and we definitely have more snow on the ground than even when you get down to Medford and Wausau down there. We win the battle of bigger snow piles up here. We will do some snowball throwdown showdown stuff here in a little bit. The winner of yesterday's certificate, the John's 3 Mile Corner certificate, will be texted in the next few minutes here. So look for that if you entered that contest. Another $25 certificate that we are going to give away here in with a keyword a little bit after 7 o'clock, and we'll do a couple live throwdowns too, since we missed out on that yesterday. Gray was not feeling too good yesterday. We hope to have him back in today. Thanks to Austin for filling in yesterday afternoon and keeping things rolling on President's Day. At 6:30, let's get you up. And again, I want to remind you, no school today. Shawamigan, Phillips, Prentice, Rib Lake, up to Mercer, Mellon, Butternut. Everybody due to the severe cold is canceled for today. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports. So let's get that going right now with an update from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hundreds of recently hired employees at the FAA have now been fired. Sources at the IRS say 15,000 workers there have been identified for possible termination as well. All of it at the direction of Elon Musk's newly created Department of Government Efficiency. And now,
questions are swirling over who actually runs Doge. In a new court filing, the White House clarifies that Elon Musk is not the administrator, but did not say who is. A judge is considering whether to block Doge from firing government employees and accessing data from certain departments. A ruling is expected as soon as today.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio in Washington. In Toronto, 18 people are still hospitalized after a regional jet crash landed at Pearson International Airport on Monday, flipping over. Most passengers strapped into their seats made it out safely. High-level delegations from the U.S. and Russia talking in Saudi Arabia on ending the war in Ukraine without Ukraine taking part in negotiations. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. With winter weather hitting us hard, it's important to remember to drive carefully. Add some extra time to your commute to allow yourself the opportunity to take your drive slower, because corners and roads in general will be icy. And also remember that your stopping distance is increased on icy surfaces, so stop earlier and avoid rapidly braking. And also take corners slower, as there is a higher chance of spinning out on ice. Wednesday, February 26th, from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m., there's a fundraiser takeout meal hosted by the Country Cafe. This is a fundraiser for the Handicapped Access Fund at St. Francis Catholic Church in Fifield, and will be featuring a choice of chicken dumpling soup or chili, and served with a sandwich and a cookie. Call ahead for large orders, which is 10 people or more. Otherwise, you can stop by Country Cafe from 4:30 to 7:30 for your takeout. This is $10 per takeout, and once again is taking place Wednesday, February 26th, over at the Country Cafe from 4:30 to 7:30. Making history for African Americans, women, and STEM professions, our Black History Month feature today is on Katherine Johnson. Here's Lisa Hale.
Called a human computer for her mathematical capabilities, Criolla Katherine Johnson was critical to the success of the first manned space flights in the United States. Johnson's work was made famous by the movie Hidden Figures, which took a Hollywood look at her work on the Project Mercury space flights, including those for Alan Shepard and John Glenn. She calculated trajectories, launch windows, and return paths.
Okay, so that puts your landing zone at 5.0667 degrees north, 77.3333 degrees west, which is here. Right here.
At a time when America was rife with racial tension and many areas of the South were segregated, Johnson's work at NASA was crucial to the historical moon missions. She went on to shape America's space shuttle program as well. She spent her later years encouraging students to enter science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM fields. In 2015, President Barack Obama awarded her the Presidential Medal of Freedom. She was given the Congressional Gold Medal in 2019. When she died on February 24, 2020, NASA's Administrator Jim Bridenstine called her an American hero. In 2021, she was posthumously inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. For furthering space exploration, encouraging and inspiring students, and serving as a pioneering example of African-American women in STEM fields, Katherine Johnson is not a hidden figure, but a historical figure for Black History Month.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Badgers host Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, it's Wisconsin against Illinois tonight at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation after beating Purdue. Greg Gard says his team is better now at managing the shot clock.
That's important. I think it just shows the growth of this team. They couldn't make that play in October or November. They weren't accustomed, I think, to playing together as comfortable as they are right now.
We've learned that Marcus Sedbury is the new general manager of the Badgers football program. Sedbury has served as assistant athletic director at Wisconsin the past 3 years. He'll handle the players' and coaches' contracts. Baseball. Brewers left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortes is at spring training in Arizona, trying to learn everyone's name in the clubhouse after 5 years with the Yankees.
Yeah, the names are going to be tough. Obviously, being, you know, so many years in another organization, Gold Glove caliber defense, and as a pitcher, that's what you want, so I'm very excited for that.
That's Brewers pitcher Nestor Cortes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
If winter means spending more time indoors, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you, because our President's Day sale is going on right now with big savings on what you need to give your home a refresh. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley sofa, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more, so you can sleep better. Come into Macy's today and back to a house that feels more like home. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for University Housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Bitterly cold once again today, mostly sunny skies, a high near 8 above. Wind chill values, though, as cold as 35 below, especially in the morning. For tonight, dangerously cold again, partly cloudy skies, a low near 22 below. Right now, 14 below.
98Q Country.
For calling, and it's good to know somebody cares. And yeah, she's gone, but I don't feel like talking. Might be just too much to bear to hear somebody say it's time certain. Or to hear somebody say she ain't worth it.
Cause you don't know like I do. You never understand. And you don't know we've been through. Your that girl's my best friend. And there's no way you're gonna help me. She's the only one who can. No, you don't know how much I've got to lose. You don't know like I do. Drowning in these memories, fills my soul with all the little things. And I can't cope. It's like a death inside the family. It's like she stole my way to breathe. So don't try to tell me I stop hurting. Don't try to tell me she ain't worth it. You don't know like I do. You never understand. And you don't know we've been through. And that girl's my best friend. And there's no way you're gonna help me. She's the only one who cares. No, you don't know how much I got to lose.
Baby.
98Q Country.
This ain't no temporary, typical, tearful goodbye. This ain't no breaking up and waking up and making up one more time. This is gone,
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 gone.
Gone like a freight train, gone like yesterday. Gone like a soldier in the Civil War, bang, bang. Gone like a 59 Cadillac, like all the good things that ain't never coming back. Gone,
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 gone.
Gone, gone,
gone.
There, 98Q Country. Due to the severe cold this morning, area schools are closed. Price County Senior Dining also is closed today. There are no home delivery of meals today with Price County Senior Dining. So pretty much all around the area, from Mellon to Mercer to Butternut to Shawamigan and Phillips and Rib Lake and Prentice and all the way up and down Highway 13, schools are closed due to this severe cold weather today. Tomorrow is a question mark, but hopefully, we'll stay below the threshold of having to close schools tomorrow, but we'll kind of see how that forecast shakes out. Right now, they're calling for overnight lows tonight to drop down to probably in that same range, 10 to 15 below, but we'll see how that settles in here during the day today. We are putting together tournament coverage. We've got tournament hockey, Team Seal, the Shawamigan Phillips Butternut Co-op hockey team will be at Amory on Thursday. Scott Heckman will bring you a call of that game right here. Actually, over there on Trail Mix 103.1, we've got Riblake and Phillips Girls, I believe, Thursday right here. So a doubleheader for you. And then the brackets are out, by the way, for the girls' tournaments. We'll visit with Butternut coach Troy Sherwinski about 8:30 this morning to take a look at some of those pairings and how the seeds shook out in Division 5. He'll join us to talk about those brackets at about 8:30 this morning. So I hope you are well. Hope the car is starting. The weekend was, yesterday was cold, don't get me wrong. Friday, Saturday, not too bad. We had a little bit of snow, which was nice. I think the Park Falls, immediate Park Falls area, got some of the higher amounts. I don't know, at our house right here in Park Falls, it was probably, that last dumping of snow we got 4 to 5 inches somewhere in there. And I traveled south early, very early Saturday morning. I traveled down to Wausau, and it dissipated rather quick as far as the snow cover and the snow amount that fell. So we should be doing all right with the snowmobile trails and stuff like that. As always, if you're headed out snowmobiling, check the trails. You can always Google Wisconsin snowmobile trail conditions, and there's good stuff on there. Check with your local club. Stay safe out there on the trails. Let's get some words of wisdom to get this Tuesday, the 18th of February, moving as we focus on the family.
My childhood was tough. My mom died when I was 9 years old. My stepdad walked out on my siblings and me the day of her funeral. After that, I spent a year in foster care. And when I think back on those days now, I have to search through the darkness to find the bright spots. One of them was when I was 11 years old. My dad and I shared an afternoon I'll never forget. It was sunny and warm, typical Southern California weather, and perfect for a baseball game. In those years, I rarely saw my dad until I lived with him when I was 10. He was pretty checked out and spent most of his money on alcohol and horses. But on this day, he took me to Dodger Stadium for a game against the Cincinnati Reds. Not only was it my first major league game, but I got a baseball autographed by future Hall of Famers like Johnny Bench, Steve Garvey, Pete Rose, and others. Most importantly, my dad and I spent the whole afternoon together. At the end of the day, I went back to my troubled life. But for a little while, everything was as it should be. Those moments etched themselves into my soul and became even more precious to me a few years later on. Sadly, my dad died from alcohol abuse, homeless, and alone. When life gets tough, good memories are often a light that cuts through the darkness to give us hope and keep us moving forward. That day with Dad at Dodger Stadium certainly did that for me. What about you? What memories lift your spirits and carry you through those tough times? For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, Big G here, and I've got to tell you about one of my favorite places to eat, Lena's Northern Pines and Resort. They've got fine dining, beautiful year-round cabins, even deliver pizza and anything on the menu. Call 715-208-2795, Fridays and Saturdays from 4 to 8 p.m. Save your flyers, collect 20, and your next pizza's on Lena. Don't miss nightly specials Tuesday through Sunday, Friday's all-you-can-eat seafood buffet, and a new porterhouse steak. All trails lead to Lena's Northern Pines, your dinner destination. A Lakeshore Drive in Butternut, Arlena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
It's the biggest savings event of the year. Menards 11% rebate sale is here. Save big money on everything you need for any project. We've got something for everyone. Homeowners, contractors, DIYers, the kids, and even grandma. Get an 11% rebate on everything at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
11% mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check. Good on future in-store purchases. See Menards.com for details.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you find yourself running to the bathroom all day and night, you're not really living your life. Constant bathroom breaks can disrupt your social scene.
I'm so embarrassed.
And your sleep.
Ugh, this is the third time.
But now there's relief. InControl. InControl by Eucora is the herbal supplement that reduces urinary urgency, frequency, and the occasional accidents or leaks associated with normal aging. InControl is made with a clinically tested blend of herbs that supports healthy bladder function, so you can enjoy more worry-free travel, more uninterrupted sleep, and more freedom from pee emergencies.
Do you need to stop?
Nope. Drive on. I'm in control.
And now get up to 25% off in control when you go to eucora.com/control. That's eucora.com/control for up to 25% off. eucora.com/control.
98Q Country.
Pictured it'd be pouring down rain with old Hank singing some song about trains. And midnight taillights tearing down a highway or some other heartbroken cliche, but there's nothing but blue sky as far as I can see. You picked a damn good day. Fish all day long, pocket full of 3-day weekend money, and a heartbreak cloud in the forecast, honey. I hate to see you go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave. Well, how in the hell can I watch the big game? Having you here to complain. And how am I gonna do anything now without you here telling me how? Guess it could be worse. Hell, it's 75 degrees. You picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Nothing to do but fish all day long.
Country.
In your darkest hour.
Lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above. For a moment, all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Holding you, I held everything for a moment. Wasn't I the king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say? You know I might have changed it all. And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. It's my life, it's better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.